Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And it is a week chock-a-block full of shows. I think we saw three, and there are four opening this weekend, so I went to the movies. I saw Kiss of the Spider-Woman, which is kind of glorious. It's big and splashy and colorful and quite altered from the original. I could talk about it a little more. I want to mention it just because I don't think it's doing that well. I don't think people know it's happening, but it's Jennifer Lopez in the Cheetah Rivera role. And it is Diego Luna as Valentin and Tanotio as Molina. But at any rate, it did not ignite the box office, and I don't know if they'll pull it from screens.
And that's downtown at the AMC, right?
That is where I saw it, very, very, very comfortably. I'm well familiar with the theater district. Kiss of the Spider-Woman. But meanwhile, Gods of Paderewski Drive at the American Repertory Theater, Night Watch at the Lancaster Opera House, Bite Me, Bellissima at the Lorna C. Hill Theater where Ujima performs, and then four openings this weekend.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, just a quick shout out. Bite Me is not actually in the Lorna C. Hill Theater. It's downstairs in the community room, which is perfect because in this play, a couple of high school kids keep skipping out from class and meeting in this storage room. And it really works. High energy, two-hander, worth the trip.
And it's Janae Leonard and it's Jeremy Myers. And I got out to Lancaster. You got out there too, Lancaster Opera House.
Yes.
Lucille Fletcher writing this thriller full of twists and turns. She is a fascinating figure in American radio and screenplay. She'd worked with Orson Welles, but she also wrote Sorry, Wrong Number.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah. You can see kind of the way her mind works. Kind of brilliant. It's a fun thriller. This woman whose husband just won't believe her. No one will believe her. She's seen a dead body in the house across the way. And she takes us on a bit of a ride. Very old-fashioned in that old chestnut of a thriller way.
Yeah, if the Shaw Festival hadn't put it on, good thing for Lancaster for doing it.
Then the Gods of Paderewski Drive, a little more Tom Dudzig. Desiderius has the three shorts, and this is a new play. A Polish-American family in Buffalo, working class with a father who seems to have some sort of a depressive disorder. And sound familiar?
Or for Steve Jakiel, he said it was just typecasting. An easy role. Crotchety old man.
But it's kind of adorable. It's both serious and funny. Very much in the Tom Dudzig mold. But then this weekend, one, two, three, four, beginning with Come From Away, which is the musical about people getting grounded on 9/11 up in Nova Scotia. This is the long-awaited move of Musical Fair Theater downtown to Shea's 710 Theater.
It is a charming, charming, fast-paced musical. Very simple sets, chairs manipulated by the actors, and you won't believe how realistic it becomes.
As our imaginations fill in, yes. And then You're in Town at Second Generation Theater, at the Smith Theater. So two big musicals downtown.
Well, I think You're in Town is just right for the moment about this overarching capitalist legal system, which you have to pay to go to the bathroom. I mean, things are bad here in the U.S. How bad can they get? Well, we'll find out at You're in Town.
It's a privilege to pee. That's what it's like in You're in Town. It is a spoof of Bertolt Brecht, Kurt Weill musicals. Very tongue-in-cheek, marvelous satirical comedy. A lot of very broad comedy. Well, an excellent musical. You're in Town. But Girl in the Washroom, which is Buffalo United Artists performing out at the Canterbury Woods Theater Space, which is a vast and gracious space, they're doing a brand new play by local playwright Bella Poynton.
Well, it seems to be about ghost chasers who actually finally confront some ghosts, and it's not clear who's going to chase who. Bella Poynton loves the supernatural, the occult.
Science fiction. She does. She loves, you know, loves all of that stuff. And in this case, she's using the familiar device used by Noel Coward, used by Neil Simon, used by a lot of people. It is the same room years apart in which the play takes place. Fun little feature. What I do appreciate, too, is putting out a play description where you actually understand what the play is going to be about. It's about ghost chasers.
Unlike Oak, but all I can tell from Oak is that there's going to be some sort of swamp monster, as if we haven't had enough monsters on stage.
Well,
recently.
Maybe not. We haven't seen them. This is the alleyway. This is one of the rolling openings from the new plays that will be opening at a few theaters around the country. And yeah, three kids in a swamp, a shotgun, and a monster. Sounds like a good time. For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.